Så nå vi inne og skjedde ham Vrindavan. Andre de andre gatt det, ja. Shri Guru and Vaishnavas trying to follow Kartik Vratta. By their causeless mercy, we can follow this Vratta very nicely. And we can pray to them. But because in one way, we are all Kripa Siddhas, not Sadhan Siddhas. Because this Ishwara Tattva can only be understood by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. As long as the mercy of the Bhaktas is not had, then no matter what you do, even cross the mountain, you cannot do anything. Like crossing the mountain, you just fall into the ditch. Whatever Ram desires, that will happen. As long as we haven't taken the shelter and anugatya of the Bhaktas, then Sri Bhagavan will not bestow His mercy upon us, even if we try so much. And therefore, Hiranyakashipu and all the other big demons, they tried conquering the entire world and they did so many austerities. But did they achieve Siddhi? Therefore, this is the stage of Kripa Siddha, perfection only by mercy. Only by the mercy of the Dham, Guru, Vaishnavas, only by them we can achieve perfection. If they are happy, then Sarva Siddhi Govinda Charan, all perfection is had. And the Lord is sweet as Sri Govinda. Once Krishna, I was in Ujjain. And then, it was the month of January. If we don't have dry wood, how will we cook? She gave this instruction in the evening, as when it was time for the sun to set. So then they left for the forest during dusk. That time when they collected the firewood, it started raining so much. That time, what could they do? They kept the bundle of wood on their heads the whole time. They keep it down, it'll get soaked in water. So then the way was flooded also with water. So how could they return home? So the whole night they were shivering and didn't say anything. And then brahmacharis also, Krishna and Sudama. And they're on the banks of a river. It's very cold when they're shivering in the forest. So the whole night they kept the wood on their heads so that it doesn't get wet. They didn't put it down also. And they were thinking that, what will we say to Guru Mata? What will Sandipani Muni think of us? Our lives are useless because we haven't been able to render this service properly. You see, Guru Maharaj Sandipani Muni, he was thinking, where is my Krishna? Where is my Baldev? Where are they? So then Guru Mata, she said, oh, I sent them to the forest to collect some firewood. She was very scared because she knew that she hadn't done the right thing, because she sent them in the when it was going to rain. So then Sandipani Muni, he was only thinking about them, only thinking of where are Krishna and Baldev, where are they, where are they. Then during Brahma Murta, Sandipani Muni took this lantern and he went to the forest. Then he was calling out, oh Krishna, where are you? Sudama, where are you? Baldev, where are you? So one has place for Sri Guru in his heart, then will Krishna not bestow his mercy upon such a devotee? And how is Gurupad Padma? Looking for Krishna, he went. And then he brought Krishna back. And then he chastised Guru Mata, saying, why did you send them to the forest at this time of the night? And seeing the suavriti of Krishna, his heart melted, Sandipani Muni's heart. And what blessing did he give? He said, may all the 64 arts, all forms of knowledge, vidya, manifest in your heart immediately. Then these forms of knowledge will never leave you. They'll always be present in you eternally. No need for you to even study, read, anything. No, you've realized all these forms of knowledge. And what happened? They went to Gurukul to study But just see, Krishna himself is showing how one can be a Kripa Siddha by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru. Now if Guru is happy, then everyone is happy. What else is there? What remains when he is happy? So then Krishna and Baladev, they said, can we go back home now? Because they were staying in Ujjain. And also Krishna's aunt, she was staying in Ujjain. So she would come and meet Krishna there in the Gurukul. So they said, can we go back to our homes now? So then they had to give some Guru Dakshina. So then he said, all right, I'll ask your Guru Mata what she wants. So when they asked, she said, oh, I cannot leave Krishna and Baladev. How can I send them back home? It's not possible. So she was thinking, there's one thing. If he leaves, then we cannot stay in this world. We'll die. If Krishna stays here, then we'll be happy. Because Krishna knows everything. So Guru Mata said, I had one son, went to bathe in the ocean in Prabhas. The ocean took him away. So I desire that, give my son back. So then Krishna is thinking, when your son has left, how can I return him back? And Krishna, anyhow, he said, I am like your son. So he said, so Krishna was saying, why are you crying in front of me, crying in front of Prabhu? So then Guruji said, oh, my dear son, your Guru Mata only had one son and the ocean took him away. So anyhow, bring him back and then you can go back home. So then immediately Krishna and Baladev, they went to the ocean and they asked Varun Dev, he took my Guru's son. He said, oh, I didn't take him. There was a big demon here, Panchajanya. He ate him. Then they killed that Asur, but they couldn't find any trace of Sandipani Muni's son inside his body. Then they went to this Yampuri, place of Yam Maharaj, saying, oh, do you have our Guru Putra? And they said, all right. And Yam Maharaj became very happy. And Krishna had already gotten this Panchajanya Shankar. And he was blowing on this conch. And everyone was shaking in Yampuri. That time, all those who were suffering there in Yampuri, all the sinners who were suffering for their karma, they were all liberated. Why? Because they heard Krishna blowing on his conch. Because Shankardhwani is very auspicious. They became absorbed in happiness. Said, who is this Mahapurusha who has come here to hell? May he stay here forever. Then Yam Maharaj will never punish us. Said, oh, Krishna, please stay here, don't leave. So then Krishna, he asked Yam Maharaj, why are they suffering this way? Then he said, they're very wicked people. Not only are they opposed to you, they're opposed to every living entity. You want to enjoy every jiva and trouble every jiva. So they should also suffer. Let them also suffer. They made others suffer. You see, sometimes a parent beats his son, slaps him so tightly. But what if another person slaps him back? What if the son takes a big stick and starts beating his father on the head? So Yam Maharaj is thinking, all right, these people, they set fire to other people's homes, they give poison, they trouble others, so I'll also do the same thing to them in hell. So therefore they should realize. So then, that's why this Yampuri is made, so they're disciplined. So one can think, oh, he's my son, I can do anything I want. But you should know that you're also someone else's son. So what if someone else takes a stick and beats it on your head? Ever said, so karma book. There it said, one according to his karma, you should either enjoy or suffer. No one will take share of your sins. Your karma is only for you. Therefore, Yampuri is created for such people to suffer. So then Krishna was thinking, they're all my jivas. So that time, from Krishna's body, who manifested, Ekadashi Devi manifested from his 11 senses. She, what does Ekadashi Devi do? Garashi Devi, she engages all 11 senses of the jivas in Krishna's seva. So then, as soon as she appeared, she said, Prabhu, what seva can I do for you? And he said, instruct these jivas. There's no one to teach them. They're so demoniac, independent. They don't care for anyone. Either destroy their senses or purify them, engage them in Bhagavan's seva. Make them suitable for Bhagavan's seva. Then he said, become surrendered to Ekadashi Devi. Then Krishna asked all the jivas, will you not take shelter of Ekadashi Devi? Follow this Ekadashi Vrata. Then they said, Prabhu, we are ready to do anything you desire, but we cannot suffer any longer here in hell. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Amar jivan sadabhape rata nahi ko punye ralesh. Prayer dvaye diya jagata diya chi jiva erklesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, that I am happy when others are sad. How are we? If we see others happy, we become very sad. Then if we see others suffering, we start clapping our hands. We're very happy. Oh, now you're suffering, I'm very happy. And always we're absorbed in sinful activities. So how can we be changed? Hey, Ekadashi Devi, Garasi Devi, she said, if anyone surrenders to me, then I'll liberate that person, engage them eternally in Bhagavan's seva. Engage all the senses in the service of He who is the master of all senses, Indriyapati, Shri Krishna. Make them free from disease, lamentation, illusion, sin, miseries, everything. Make them liberated. Shokma, Paap, Punya, even pious activities. So then, think, where is my son? Guru Mata was thinking. Because Krishna, He came to Yampuri in the first place for her son. So anyhow, He had to retrieve her son back. So anyhow, Yam Maharaj, she came with her son. And this way, gave the son back. But still, she was not happy. Even though she got her son back, she had her son. But still, Krishna was going to leave. Krishna served them with so much love. No, she didn't want to leave Krishna and Baladev, because they were returning to Mathura. So then, the Sandipani Muni and they all came to Vraj eventually. Sandipani Muni, son, Guru Mata, all of them. They didn't stay in Ujjain any longer. So this is Kripa Siddha. But still we should do some sadhana also. What is the sadhana? To achieve their mercy. This is sadhana. Or else we are doing sadhana but we are thinking about something else, then this will not work. You'll have the fruit of that, of your sadhana, but you'll be cheated. Therefore, how can this Bhagavad Kripa be had? So, respect every jiva, knowing him to be the resting place of Sri Krishna. Don't criticize anyone, don't speak ill of anyone. Respect everyone, don't cause suffering to anyone. Know them to be the recipients of Bhagavan's mercy, and pray for the well-being of everyone. So then when Krishna Baladev came to Mathura, Madhupuri, at the time this big function was organized for his sanskar, Brahmin sanskar. Naradashi, he told all of them that you go everywhere but don't invite Nanda and Yashoda. He told the Mathuravasis. Why? If you invite Nanda and Yashoda, then as soon as they will come, what will happen? If Krishna and Baladev see Nanda and Yashoda, then they will not stay in Mathura any longer. They will surely return to Vraj. So therefore, perform this Janma sanskar for them and send them very far away from here, that they'll forget Vraj. Because day and night he's only crying for Braj. He's not eating, drinking, sleeping, he's not speaking to anyone. But if you send him far away, then his mind will be pacified. But one who has mamata, then who can remove this mamata? It is not possible. So we listen to all this on another day. So today, we Vaishnavas, we follow the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. So according to the solar calendar, Kartik is to begin today. So today this Akash Deep Dhan begins for 1 month. So Sanatana Goswami has described the glories of Akash Deep Dhan, that life after life, we have been under the control of the five tattvas, because the body is made of the five gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. These five elements, the body is made of these five elements. The condition is all, the soul is conditioned by these five elements. And then when the soul leaves the body, then it wanders in this ethereal atmosphere. He will not be liberated as long as he doesn't have sambandha with Bhagwan. He cannot pierce these coverings, these gross and subtle coverings. He's left his gross body, but he cannot leave his subtle coverings. That is mind intelligence, false ego. So he's always present in this ethereal atmosphere. So during the time of Kartik Mas, if anyone offers this deep lamp to Bhagwan, then this mantra is uttered. Someone says, oh Prabhu, that life after life, these anarthas are piercing me like sharp thorns. This roga, shoka, moha, they're all making me suffer so much. And anyone who touches me, remembers me, he also becomes troubled. Because we are so fallen, wicked. We have given so much suffering to others. We have not given good instructions to others. We have not received good instructions. We have not given good instructions. We have become wicked ourselves and making others wicked also. We are so fallen. One person, he is suffering. But what does he do? He is suffering, he makes others suffer also. Because of his own kukarma, he also makes others suffer, engrossed in such wicked activities. They say, oh Damodar, today you are always present with the Shakti Shrimati Radharani. So I offer this lamp to you, which means I am offering myself to you, this Atma. Please accept me. So Bhagavan, what did he do? When he was in Dhangati, in Sakrikor, what would he do? He would collect tax from everyone. He said, give me some tax. Somehow he would even snatch what they had. So Krishna, he wanted that surrender yourselves, not some things that you're carrying in your hands. Give yourselves. Give yourselves to Giriraj. Giriraj is Govardhana iti Govardhana. He's nourishing the cows, calves, gopas, gopis, all of Raj. He is ensuring the well-being of all their souls. He offers them at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. If you give him butter, if you may give butter, milk, fruits, but if you don't give yourself, then what is use? So Dhangati is the place of Atma Samarpan. Dhangati means you're offering yourself Dhan. So this Akash, this deep Dhan, means the effulgence of this lamp resembles the effulgence of the Atma. And now, because the Atma has been conditioned, this effulgence has been slowly getting dimmer and dimmer. So how will the soul come into this light? Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. How will he enter into this place of effulgence? How? When he offers this lamp, which means when he offers himself by remembering Lotus Feet of Sri Bhagavan, then by that, by his causeless, spotless mercy, Nirmal Kripa, then just as the sun rises and distributes his rays everywhere, similarly, the Shakti of Bhagavan You see, the sun is characterized by its rays, the fire is characterized by its light. Similarly, Krishna is always characterized by Shakti. Krishna is the sun, Maya is the darkness, and he dissipates the darkness by his, by the rays of Shakti. We will not have to suffer anymore in this darkness of Maya, of nescience. And then by having darshan of Bhagavan and his associates, we'll have their association eventually. Otherwise we're suffering here, material world, rotting. Therefore, if you want to offer this Akash Deep Dan in during Kartik, then in the evening, then it's very auspicious. So tomorrow, the Smartas, yesterday also, they celebrated this Bahulashtami. Today, the Vaishnavas, they follow Bahulashtami today also. Because the Smartas, they say that if Saptami is the whole day, and if Ashtami comes on the night, then we follow Ashtami then, on Saptami also. Sometimes they also observe Radha Ashtami and Saptami. If Ashtami appears during the night, but this is not the rule. The rule is during Brahma Muhurta, when the sun has arisen, and that tithi which appears during Brahma Muhurta, that tithi is followed during the entire day. So according to the Vaishnavas, yesterday was Saptami the whole day. And night Ashtami came. So 12 o'clock everyone had a bath in Radhakund. They bathed there. So why do everyone bathe in Radhakund? What is the reason? No, there are many considerations. Yesterday we heard why Radhakund appeared. That Radhakund appeared in Chaitra Purnima. Shadakund, Shyamakund appeared during this Chaitra Purnima. So it is mentioned in the Shastras. But this is in the upper yuk. After this, all the Tirthas had concealed themselves. When Mahaprabhu sent the Goswamis, at that time, Mahaprabhu himself came. By then, all the Goswamis had not come. Lokanath Goswami, Bhogarbha Goswami, some of them had already come before Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu himself, during this month of Kartik, after Vijayadashmi, he came from Jagannath Puri. Some say after Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu departed to Vrindavan. Some say after Vijayadashmi. As soon as he came to Braj, what did Mahaprabhu do? He, after going to different forests of Braj Mandal, he came to where Kusum Sarovar, Mansi Ganga, where he came to Shantalaya, Galpokra. Then, when he was doing Parikrama, and when he was coming, then he had a bath where Kali Ket, Gauri Ket, where in Arit Gau. Everything had been lost, so Arit Gau was present there. He said, this is Radhakund and this is Shyamakund. So some say that Mahaprabhu, he bathed there on that day. So since then, they say Radhakund, Shyamakund appeared. Some say like this, this is hearsay. But this also, there is no evidence in which tithi Mahaprabhu had a bath, which tithi he bathed. It's not mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar or other scriptures. So some may speculate on this, or it can be the truth also. So we will not discuss on this. We will not argue about this. So if one bathes there in Radhakund, then is there any meaning of bathing there? Because tithi is called Bahulashtami, not Radhakundashtami. And there is also the consideration that if this is the appearance of Radhakund and Shyamakund, then no one bathes in Shyamakund. Everyone is only bathing in Radhakund at 12 o'clock in the night. If even Krishnakund appeared, then Mahaprabhu, he also had a bath in Shyamakund. So why only Radhakund then? They don't even look at Krishnakund. No one even goes there. But Radhakund, you see, everyone is there. They're all bathing there. They're all giving so much in charity. What is the reason? Therefore, this tithi is called Bahulashtami. Why Bahulashtami? During the month of Kartik, Urjeshwari Srimati Radhika, she appears. This month. This is called Urjavrat, Kartik Vrat, Niyam Seva, Damodar Vrat. ऊर्जा व्रत. Some follow Kartik Vrat, some follow Niyam Seva, some follow Damodar Vrat, some do Urja Vrata. But it's not the same. The specialities amongst each and every one of them. So what is the meaning of Bahulashtami? All the Sakhis and Manjaris, all the Vrajadevis, when this month of Kartik came, Kartik Mas, then they performed so many austerities. Why? Because they're great yoginis, they're great ascetics, yoginis. And who is the Adishwari of these yoginis? Srimati Radhika Self, Swarup Shakti. By the mercy of Swarup Shakti, this great ability to perform austerities manifested inside them. So that time, along with Bahula Sakhi, all the Vrajadevis, they came with all different types of paraphernalia. Then why didn't they go to Barsana or Javad? Because in Barsana and Javad, Radharani doesn't accept anyone's puja. There, Srimati Radhika, she especially has so much love for Vrishabhanu Maharaj. How will she accept any worship there? Her father, her uncle, her aunts, her uncles, all her family, they reside in Barsana. So how can anyone worship Radharani there in Barsana? Please, by their tapasya. In Krishna, where did he worship Radharani? In Gaivar 1, in Sakri Kaur. After he crossed Chikshauli, in Gaivar 1, on Navami, before Holi, that is before Purnima, Krishna came and he performed austerities there. Not for 1 or 2 days, for 9 days, he did austerities there, he chanted mantras. Then he had darshan Srimati Radhika. Then he worshipped her, he took the alta from her feet and smeared it on his entire body. And then when he became so happy, then he returned. And then he gave this alta, this foot dust of Srimati Radhika to the entire world. He purified the entire world. Why? Because the jivas of the material world have become so impure. Because they're carrying all the impurities of this world. But they don't have the foot dust of the Vrajadevis, Srimati Radhika. They never cover themselves with this foot dust. Therefore, this festival is called Holi. Holi means very sacred. So to be pure, you must always adorn yourself with the foot dust of the devotees. And amongst all the devotees, the most prominent is Srimati Radhika herself. Krishna himself was shown. So Krishna, he accepted the worship of Srimati Radhika. And the next day, Dashami, all the Vrajadevis, they came to Nandagaon to do puja of Krishna. Take his foot dust also. This is not possible in Nanda Bhavan. Where do they go? To Nanda Bhak, the garden of Nanda. They all came there, take the foot dust of Krishna. They said, Krishna, we have come to play with you. So Nanda will not say anything. Yashoda will not say anything. Oh, these girls have only come to play. But they have not come to play. They have come to take the foot dust of Krishna. They worshipped him. They performed his abhishek. And then they took his foot dust completely. So in this way, they didn't perform this worship in Barsana or Javad, but in Radhakund. Because Kundeshwari, Rajeshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, Vrindavaneshwari, where does she stay? If you want to find her, then go to Radhakund. In Radhakund, this is the place of Srimati Radhika. Don't think this is just a pond full of water. Our acharyas, what have they said? Chintamani moy Radha Kunda tata. Kunja shata shata. Not one or two gems, there are hundreds of kunjas in their chintamani moy. What you want, what you desire, you'll get even more. You cannot even imagine. They've described so nicely our Goswamis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Radha Kunda tata kunja kutira. So if you want to see Krishna, go to the banks of the Yamuna. If you want to search for Srimati Radhika, then go to the Kunjikutirs on the banks of Radhakund. There you'll find her. Therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he has said, Chakela natta nyati danya pavanena kritartamani. ಮಧುಸೂದನೋಪಿ ಮಧುಸನೋಪಿ ತಸ್ಯ ನಮಸ್ಸು ಶ್ವಾನುಷೇಪಿ ಮಧುಸೂದನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಹಿ ವೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಏರ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಚ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಎಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ವೇಲ್ ಎಂಟರ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ನಾಸ್ಟ್ರಲ್ಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಸೊ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ರಾಧಿಕಾ ಗೌಡ ರಾಧಾಕೊಂಡ್ ಅನ್ನದ ಅನುಗತ್ಯ ಬಹುಲಾ ಸಖಿ We are all the Rajadevis for 1 month. They to perform worship of Srimati Radhika. They all came. So if one says, oh, Radharani is Arishwari Arsaki, how can we worship her? See, this is cause of great misfortune. We stay with Guru, but we don't perform Guru Puja. We stay with Vaishnavas, but don't do Vaishnava Puja. How do we respect them? How do we do their worship? Today is my birthday, so then what will happen? We will organize big cake and then big stall, food stall of pav bhaji, all these different things, chutney, and also an ice cream. Ice cream is like wine, actually. Ice cream is like alcohol. This is not puja, that you're celebrating your own birthday. This is only the habit. This is the Bhrashtachar, the bad habit of one who has fallen. So this has spoiled the entire atmosphere. But if you want to worship Srimati Radhika, then all the Vrajadevis, they came with gifts. There they made a nice singhasan for Srimati Radhika, made of flowers. This is not my speculation. Srila Das Goswami has mentioned all of this. In Sri Vilap Kusumanjali. If you don't read Vilap Kusumanjali, then Rajvilastav, Muktacharit, then you can never know the glories of Radhakund. What to speak of understanding them? You cannot even think about them. Das Goswami himself is staying there and he's showing, our Guru Varga is showing that Kartikeshwari, Rajeshwari, Madhishwari, Praneshwari, Gurjeshwari, Srimati Radharani is eternally present in Radhakund. Not just a lake. Not only in the lake, there are hundreds of kunjas there. Radharani has her own kunja there. Lalitananda kunja, Vishakananda kunja, Madanananda kunja. There's so many kunjas there. Therefore, read Prem Bhakti Chandrika nicely. There's so many kunjas there. They are under the guidance of Bhavilasaki. They started performing this worship. So when Das Goswami had darshan by his divine eyes, then he saw that this place is very ideal for upasana, worship. Therefore Prabhupada has been in the shloka. And he said that higher than Vaikuntha is Mathura, higher than Mathura is Vrindavan, then Govardhan, then Radhakund. Because that one who is intelligent will leave Radhakund and go anywhere else. If you want to stay, then stay in Radhakund. Where Radharani is eternally worshipped. Where shelter of lotus feet is had. So don't think of the Sakis to be ordinary. They have not come only to do Krishna Puja. They haven't come to even Mathura or Dwaraka. They don't leave Radharani to go anywhere else. So on this Bahulashtami, on this day of Kartik, they say that in Bahulashtami, Kartik starts. This is according to the solar calendar. So from today, their puja starts. And on the day of this Bahulashtami, all the Sakis and Manjaris, they're honored. And under there, Anugatya Ashray, the worship of Srimati Radhika is possible. Or else you're standing neck deep in Radhakund. You recite this Kripakataksha, especially. That anyone who recites this Kripakataksha while standing in Radhakund, neck deep with water, then if one recites this Kripakataksha 108 times, water until neck deep, and Radharani herself will give darshan. But what will you do even if you have Darshan Srimati Radhika? Will we not worship our server, or will we just take a darshan, leave, run away? Where will we go again? We'll go into our mouse hole. But we will not come to our lotus feet. We will not attain the service of our lotus feet. Wherever we are, we'll go there. If one is independent, very greedy for enjoyment, he'll go to that place. But if one is under the anugatya of the Vrajadevis, Manjaris, then on this Ashtami, he will go to that place, Radhakund. What is the meaning of puja? Puja means prakrishta rupena ijya. One who ideally fulfills all the desires of Srimati Radhika, serves her with love. Then this is puja. What desire should we have? That we should have this, we should have residence in Radhakund eternally. Therefore, Das Goswami has prayed that, oh Radharani, I only have this prayer. Please bestow mercy upon me. Without me, there is no one for me in this world. I have no one. Please give me a place at lotus feet. Saying, oh, I'm fallen in this ocean of despair. He offered such nice prayers. So if one goes to Radhakund, then under the anugati of Das Goswami, he learns how to recite these verses. Then where will he not stay in Radhakund eternally? One is doing Mansi Seva, like how Das Goswami is sitting there. Das Goswami is making kheer. He himself is milking the cow in a golden pot. Not that one man makes kheer, what does he do? Just boils the milk, makes a rice, and just puts some sugar, adds some water, and the milk and kheer is made. But is kheer made like this? First you should clean the rice very nicely, then add all the things, and then put milk in there, condensed milk. And then when the milk is boiling nicely, add some honey or sugar. And then add some elaichi, some cardamom, kaju, pista, some almonds, and add some ghee. Make some nice kheer this way. And this kheer is very fragrant. And Das Goswami would make such kheer every day and offer bhoga. So one day, he offered bhoga, but he gave to Rupmanjari. And Rupmanjari, what did she do? She gave to Lalita. Lalita gave to Radharani. And Radharani herself, she fed Krishna this kheer that he had made. When Krishna ate this kheer, he said, "Today my life is successful. I've never eaten this kheer my entire life." Krishna gave this key to Radharani, eat this key and just save herself. She said, "Oh, I have not made this key." "Then who has made?" We'll ask Lalita. Lalita said, "Who? Oh, Lalita, who made this key?" "Rupmanjari gave me this key." "Who made this key?" "Ratimanjari has made this key." Saying, "Ratimanjari, she will not come. She will not come even for the darshan of Krishna. When once they have covered their faces with veils, they will not look at any person, any male. The maidservants of Srimati Radhika will never want to meet with Krishna. They will not even go for his darshan in their minds. Because if Krishna approaches them, then he will snatch them away from Radharani's seva. They have this mood that we belong only to Srimati Radhika. Why should we go with Krishna separately? Again, he will run away somewhere. Cannot believe him." So then all the sakis, they all came, and Radharani said, "Feed something to Ratimanjari also." Then when Raghunath Das Goswami is absorbed in his meditation, then not with a spoon, not Rupmanjari or Lalita, Radharani herself with her own hands, she took the remnants of Krishna and she fed Ratimanjari Das Goswami. And when he ate these remnants, what happened? After some time, some gas started to appear in his stomach. He started belching. And now he was thinking what to do. So all the Vrajavasis used to love him so much. They said, "Oh, Baba has become sick now. Never fall sick, but today he's become sick." And immediately this news spread like wildfire. Now he's sick. Vittala Acharya, the son of Vallabhacharya, he used to have a lot of love for the Goswamis. Vallabhacharya himself used to meet all the Goswamis. So his son used to do the same thing. So then he brought a Rajvaidya, Ayurvedic doctor from Mathura. Then when they checked his pulse, they saw, the Vaidya said, the Rajvaidya, oh, today he has eaten almonds and kheer. Because you cannot hide anything from one bona fide Ayurvedic doctor. Just by checking his pulse, he said, oh. Then the Rajvas said, he's speaking lies. What is he saying? He only drinks buttermilk, dry chickpeas. He doesn't eat anything. How can he eat kheer? This doctor is lying. He's saying, I'll never speak lies. I'm Rajvaidya, I'm the king's doctor. Just by seeing his pulse, checking his pulse, I can say. Then they asked Raghunath Das Babaji, Baba, have you eaten kheer today with almonds? He said, I used to make every day an offer boga. But today what happened, I don't know. All the Sakis Manjaris came and offered boga. By force they gave me these remnants. So someone may think, oh, some Brajwasi came and he fed Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami, by his own inner vision, internal vision, he had this darshan. The Radharani herself came and fed this badam kheer to him, this kheer of almonds. Then when he gave medicine, then, you know, his sickness went away. So Radha Kundatara Kunja Kutira Govardhana Parvata Yamuna Tira. Yogtra Thakur said, Esa Vachoda Takani Jao, Esa Vachoda Paranaharao. I don't believe in going else. When Shinga Pada Chinna Mega Mala Vasantasa Shanka Shanka Karatala. So then here Radha Kunda, all the Swamis are doing bhajan by being very equipoised under the shelter Anugatya Ashraya Srimati Radhika, so that Krishna's service can be attained. So on this Bahulashtami, Bahulasake, she made Dal Bati Churma in Bati Gao. Then Krishna goes cowherding, then they make this Bati Churma. So Krishna in this Dal Bati Churma, Radharani was sad. She said, oh, you made Dal Bati Churma, but you never asked me. So what is Bati? Bati means some balls made of dough. Okay, I will not go there. Because Bahula Sakhi, maybe she belongs to Chandravali. But Bahula Sakhi, she only thinks of Radharani whole day and night. So to make Radharani happy on this Ashtami, she bought everyone. And then for 1 month, they performed this vrata to worship Radharani. And then being so happy, Radharani named this tithi Bahulashtami, because Bahula Sakhi, she worshipped Radharani for 1 month along with all her Sakhis and Manjaris. Normally, person, what does he do? If I do, no matter how many sins I've done, if one bathes in Radhakund, then all his sins will go away. Therefore, people normally come and bathe there because there are many sinful things. But have they stayed for 1 month in Radhakund, observed Vrata, done puja? They just take some pumpkin ash and they offer it in Radhakunda. Throw some clothes away and they walk away thinking, now may desires be fulfilled. But Krishna, even if you're full of desires, if you don't have any desires, still if you worship anyhow, Krishna will bestow his mercy. So Radharani also is like this because she is Shakti. Even if one bathes their material desires, still she will purify them, give them this brain. So it's very deep, this tattva. So if you want to know this tattva, then you should read Radharasudhanidhi. The Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has beautifully expressed the ideas of Mahaprabhu. No one's even heard of this book, what to speak of reading it. Before Mahaprabhu had ordered Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, go to Vraj and start speaking on the Bhagavatam. The Granthas of the Goswamis we should read. If you want to advance in our lives, we must read these books. Or else just doing MA, PhD, will you realize this Radha Tattva or Radha Kun? Can you realize the glories of Raj in your heart? Oh, Rajakariva Saraganuga Haya. Stay in Raj, practice Raganuga Bhakti. This is the essence of all instructions. Under the guidance of the Anuragi Jans. Then by being the followers of these Anuragi Jans, they will teach us. Then we can advance. So now we'll stop. Now we're parikrama, everyone. We'll continue further. Anandey, hari hari, oh.